guys. Frankie Montas will start.
This similar to some of the stuff that Sean's had before?
Same area. It may be a little bit more in the middle, but he has dealt with this before.
What's the severity?
I really don't know. I mean, it just popped up yesterday and was playing catch. Actually, he didn't feel he was playing catch. It was afterward. So hopefully it's not an issue.
Decided to get Frankie out there today?
Yeah, he was going to pitch regardless. So, yeah, anytime Frankie pitches, we're excited. You know, went through a little bit of a tough time last year for the first time. I mean, we'd seen him just breeze, whether it was last year or the year before, fall league, spring training last year, he pitched really well and then had a little bit of a tough time during the season. But, you know, it's about getting ahead for him and using all his pitches.
Barreto back at shortstop today. Will that be kind of like switching off throughout the spring?
Just
getting a look at both positions
yep.
as much as you can?
Yep, as we've done with him before.
Waiting to see what sort of role he might
right.
have on a day like today. He's on the list. Would he maybe get like a second inning?
Probably. That's what we're looking to do, is get him two innings today and just see where things go. He started before. He's, you know, relieving is a little bit new to him, but if we have a chance to get him stretched out a little bit to, you know, see where things play out, it's probably a prudent thing to do.
So you've known Yusmeiro Batiste for a decade. What do you think of the way he's kind of fashioned himself into this role, this career he's had over the last 11 years?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. You know, he was doing this role for us in Arizona a long time ago, more of the long relief and spot start thing. But the versatility that he gives you in the bullpen now, you don't very rarely do you get a guy that says, just let me know when you need me to pitch. You know, guys typically like to know what their role is, prepare for that particular role, where it's not the case with him. So last year, he even pitched seventh and eighth inning for the Angels and set up. So he literally can do any role, and he's told me, you just let me know when I need to pitch.
How's Gossett coming along? Are you planning to
work? Yeah, bullpen today, and then we'll figure out where to slot him in after that if all goes well today.
Chapman, is there a day for him to start hitting
now? Probably. Not sure what day that is now. I think we were looking at a week from the time he had the shot. So
Thursday, but you're off.
I think probably after the off day is what we're looking at. Unless he sneaks off into the cage by himself and starts hitting, which I wouldn't put past him. Yesterday he was only supposed to hit his position, and then saw him in another position throwing. So that was his out. That you just told me that position. I can only throw X amount. Chomping at the bit to get back in.
Chad was in left field one day, second base the next, shortstop yesterday.
Third tomorrow.
You've talked about it before, but just what does his versatility do to enable the guys just to be able to get a day off? I mean, sometimes. I mean, what does his versatility bring to the team?
Yeah, I mean, it depending on what our bench looks like, you know, if we go with an extra reliever, now you're looking at him having to play all the positions, and that's what we're trying to prepare him for. So the fact that he was able to play the outfield last year enables him to play all the positions. He played third in college, certainly short and second. He's been doing it for us, but now the corner outfield position. So he is a true utility guy. And he takes some pride in it. I know coming into this spring, he just got his first baseman's glove too. So once he breaks that in, we'll get him over at first too. But he takes a lot of pride in it. I started calling him Manu Ginobili last year, the sixth man. So he likes that.
Is there anything new on Mateo? Any update?
Not yet. Until they tell me he's a full go. Still don't know yet.
Coach, I know you have plenty of players on this team that that help out in charity operations. I know Megden and Hendricks to come off the mine. What do you think that says about this organization, that you have so many players that are willing to do that?
Yeah, it says a lot about the character of our guys and some of the younger guys too. So, a lot is made up, and when negative things go, happen, certainly they seem to be written about quite a bit. sometimes a little remiss in talking about the good things these guys do, and that's their foundations. You know, obviously Steve Piscotty too. We have quite a few guys that do that, and for me, it certainly is a prideful thing for them and our organization, and shows you a little bit about their character and what they're all about.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.